At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hashtag no music, no intro. Sunday night, Saints Block Party Podcast. We're back. We're here talking Saints, talking training camp. I like how our dude White Wealth has already like made me laugh in the chat right before we came on. He said, should we be worried? Yes. Summed up the live stream for y'all. Be well.
Listen, I don't put too much thought in those thumbnails, so, you know.
Gotta get them clicks. Gotta get them clicks. Speaking of which, if you watch,
we still work watching. I gotta figure out the game. Click big game, man.
Yours has gotten a lot better. Speaking of which, call to action. If you are watching this on YouTube or live stream, or if you're watching this on Twitter, please watch. You know, you can watch it on Twitter, but please watch the live stream on YouTube instead. Like, subscribe. Football next Saturday, Ron. Next Saturday, bro. Preseason. Back.
Actual
Cardinals. Cardinals. Back. We have a lot to talk about. It's funny because we were originally going to record this Thursday night. Life happened. Didn't end up recording Thursday night. So then moved it to Sunday night. I will say the mood, had we recorded Thursday night compared to the mood now, a little different. A little different because the offense has gotten going a little bit. O-line looking a little better. Penning looking just things are going in the right direction, right?
It was looking nasty Thursday, boy. This shows you just following day to day training camp is just not the best analysis.
It's not, man. It really isn't at all. But hold on, let me make sure we're going live. Yep, we're live on Twitter. So that said, with football going, football actually going to be happening, Cardinals game, that means our watch parties, our Zoom live streams are back next Saturday. You have to be a Patreon to be a part of that. Our dude Tyler, speaking of which, is finally made a live stream. He said he's here. Shout out to Tyler. Tyler's one of the mainstays in
OG of Zoom, bro.
For sure. You know, if you're not a Patreon, if you're not a YouTube member yet, like the Zooms and like the meetups and everything that comes with it, it makes it worth it. And I don't want to be too pessimistic. In saying this, but I feel like maybe this season the Zooms are going to be therapeutic and cathartic, and needed. Yes.
It needed, man. Tell you.
So please. The thumbnail says, "Should we be worried?" I'm gonna say this, and then I'm gonna shift to the good. I'm going to say we as fans should be worried because there are some people on the team who are worried. Quite a few people on the team who are worried. So if they're worried, which means they are around the team every single day, they see things that we will never, ever see, even if we were at Irvine. And there's just some sentiment that the things that should be gelling maybe aren't gelling as much. And they are worried potentially of how the season may go. shout out to our dude, Greg Rosenthal. Had an amazing, amazing brunch with Greg yesterday. It was great to catch, you know, touch base, catch up with him and everything. And I'm not going to steal this part of it, but I do want to make mention of something that he said when we were talking about the Saints, is that if you think about the teams in the NFL that have the most variance, right? And I said this in our Discord. The Saints may be the team that has the widest range of variance of all the teams in the NFL. Meaning, in some way, you could easily see this team winning 3 or 4 games. And in other ways, you could see them winning 9 or 10 games. It just depends. There aren't many teams like that in the NFL that you can say that about.
Yeah. But I think the only thing pretty much everybody could see for sure is like, yeah, they're not winning a Super Bowl. You know, it's not a contender. But the range of wins, it's who knows, bro. Would not shock me one bit if they picking top 5 in the draft. Wouldn't shock me one bit if they, you know, punch 10 games and, you know, slip into the playoffs, win the division. Wouldn't shock me. Probably it shocked me a little bit more, but it wouldn't shock me.
Can't even say
10 games from Dennis Allen? Boy, he got that extension waiting on him, boy.
With that week 2 to week 7 stretch, nigga.
Oh, 10 games. That would show me a lot. I'll put it like that. That would show me a lot.
It would shut us up. I think it would shut us both up, right?
Shut me up, man.
Now, what's the big you dropped this during the season last year? The it's like we won, but like at what cost? What is it called again? The theory.
I forgot the name of that shit. God damn it,
right here.
What's that? A pure.
There you go.
Pure victory. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what. The Saints winning 10 games this season would feel like, bro.
It would be, yeah. Yeah. It depends how it looked, though. But, like, if the offense was, like, cooking, and, like, they finally found, like, a groove, like, Dennis Allen finally found a groove with Clint Kubiak. But the problem is that Clint Kubiak will leave and go get a head coach, y'all. We'll be right back to square one, man. I don't know.
Ernika says, do y'all trust the new OC to take over the playbook? Yeah, like this is all Clint Kubiak. There's no it's his offense. It is his offense.
His 100%. Offense. Like it's not just him, it's like he got his quarterback coach, he got his O-line coach, he got his offensive assistant that's been in the league for 80 years. Like it's his offense, man.
Everybody. Through and through. That's okay. So starting with that point of there are people within the organization that are worried about how the team's going to be this season, I do want to shine some light on some of the good that's come out of training. I want to focus on the good, and then we might get a little dark. Last couple of days, Derek Carr has been coming around, having some good practices. We're seeing the offensive line play a little better. Even when we were going to record on Thursday, like we could say a theme has been, and it's hard to judge it a little bit with the O-line, but like Chase Young, like they may have lucked out, bro. Like they may have lucked out and gotten, it's early. But maybe gotten like a solution at edge. Or the O-line's just terrible and just Chase Young is just feasting on him. I don't know.
Like, it's hard to figure that out, but I will say, like, the past couple of days, just reading the reports, it sounds like, you know, Fuaga has held his own against Chase Young. So, you know, it could be one of them things where it's just a give and take. You know, Chase Young's going to win some. And, you know, got a rookie. He's going against a rookie in Fuaga who's learning on the job. So it's going to be some up and downs. That's the positive viewpoint of it. There's going to be some give and take. There's going to be some ebbs and flows of this whole thing. But man, Chase Young, dude, like I said on the last time we recorded, man, you could look at him. He just looked different. Looked different on the defensive line. He's long, big, paws. He moves well, bro. And like, I think this neck thing has been like an issue for him for years. So like, this is
like
this is something that you might be getting a new guy. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, completely different guy that we've been seeing in the league for a while. What somebody's doing.
No, can we just talk about a little bit for a second that Chase Young been playing with a bum neck for years? And
just going to use the Saints help plan?
Oh, no. Did that Peyton Turner just reactivate his little toe again, bro?
We'll talk about the injuries later. We try to keep it
up. Okay. All right.
Because we got a lot of injuries up, though.
They piling up. I know our dude Mark, his agenda against Matt Rhea just full steam ahead. Lewis said, Derek and Rattler, is there a similarity? My question is, if Kubiak cooks this season, who does he want as a quarterback long term? I don't think there is a similarity between Derek Carr and Spencer Rattler, like, besides that they both play quarterback.
Yeah, very different players. What's been interesting about the quarterback thing, and Underhill wrote about this recently. Basically, at first it was looking like, okay, Jake Haener solidified number two. Just write him in the book. He's going to be the number two. But then, you know, last week or two, it's like we talked about. We want to see Spencer Rattler just keep improving incrementally. And that's what he's done, man. It's getting better and better and better, to the point where now, reportedly, he about even with Haener, which for a rookie to be even with somebody that's been in the league a year already, I'm just saying. And then they got rid of Nick Peterman.
Thank God.
This week. Thank goodness, who was just stealing snaps.
Like, this just stealing snaps. This nigga just stealing snaps, bro. It was on our radar when they signed him. It never made any fucking sense. It never made sense.
Every time I saw read a report, Nick Peterman, I'm like, I'm not even reading the Nick Peterman stuff. Like, why is he getting snaps?
Why?
Every snap should be going to Haener and Rattler, period. Period. And Carr, obviously. But, you know, period. That's where it is. You know. yeah, it's fascinating, man. That QB battle is fascinating.
Listen, we said this in training camp. We just wanted to see that steady improvement from Spencer Rattler. The reports we're getting from Spencer Rattler in training camp compared to the reports we were getting from Spencer Rattler in OTAs and mandatory minicamp, night and day, bro. It's night and day. Go ahead.
And here's the thing, man. It's like, I can't wait to see the preseason game and how much time he's given. Because he's a gamer, him, bro.
They gonna let him cut. My question is, do they cut him loose?
That's what I'm saying.
Because they cut him loose and he can go out there and he put on a show.
And look, and that's what I've been hearing. Like, even in camp, like, he a gamer, bro. Like, he gonna break out the pocket. He gonna scramble a little bit. He gonna try to stick them throws in. Like, he's the only quarterback in camp that's going to make those throws.
Quote-unquote,
those throws where it's like, defense is on this guy, but I'm going to put this ball on a line, on a dart, and I'm going to stick it in there. Mm. And he has that mentality. We know Carr does not have that mentality.
No.
We know that. You know, and Jake Haener, who's looked good. Like, this is not like Haener's looked bad. Like, he's actually looked good. He's been consistent. He's looked good in camp. But you start to see that ceiling. Like, how far can we really go with Jake Haener? But, like, do you see a future with him being the guy? Or do you see having a good backup? Which is fine,
right,
if he becomes a good backup. Whereas Spencer Rattler, when you look at the arm talent and his ability, it's like, he has the talent to be the guy.
Yes.
Will he put it together? We don't know. We do not know. It is quarterback. Is one of the most difficult positions. It's hard. So we have no idea if he has but he has the talent there. And he's showing improvement, which is all you want to see.
All you ask for, bro. All you ask for from a rookie quarterback drafted in the fifth round. The fact that he's picked up an NFL offense, and, you know, that just goes to his vision. Even in college, when he transferred from Oklahoma, he wanted to go to a team that ran a pro style offense. Like, he wanted that early. Like, that was a thing he sought out when he transferred to South Carolina. I'm just preseason is going to be fascinating, man. Preseason is going to be fascinating.
And look, the thing is, look, people had him mocked going late second, third round. You know, people were surprised. So just say, let's just say he didn't get drafted. Let's say he got drafted in the second round. Like, we'd be looking at this totally differently, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody would be looking at it differently. But it's just the fact that he's a fifth rounder. Everybody's kind of like, eh, you know, he's just a fifth rounder. No, man, this dude is talented, bro.
And I mean, it's been said that had not, if the teams who needed quarterbacks hadn't addressed quarterbacks, we had what, a record, was it five quarterbacks?
Six
quarterbacks
six.
Drafted in the first round? Had one of those teams,
never happened.
Had one of those teams not drafted a quarterback in round one, I know Atlanta was looking very hard. Like Spencer, if they hadn't drafted Penix in round one, Spencer Rattler would have been Atlanta Falcon in round two. Like, that much I know, like, for sure. And maybe there's some other teams, and you know, who would have maybe done the same thing. So it's fascinating. Let me catch on some questions on the chat. Chris is maybe saying that Chase Young's on them PEDs. Why he looking at those?
Hey, bro, catch that shit next year. I ain't worried about it.
RG Scott says, just tuning in. Quick question: How soon you'll think it be before we see Spencer the Rattler? I just think so much. That's why this preseason to me is so fascinating, because if he goes, I'm not going to say go out there and performs like Russell Wilson did when he was going against, I can't even think who the quarterback was, the Seahawks at the time.
Matt Flynn.
There you go. That was creepy that we both said that at the same time. If he goes out there and has like anywhere close to a preseason like that, I can say this. It feels like Derek Carr and his camp are terrified of Spencer Rattler. Like, it feels like that. Like, that's weird.
Here, man. I be getting some mysterious tweets in my mentions. I be like, is this the Carr family? All these, you
yes,
know, yes. T Man 388946 with one follower is like, I don't know. Is this a bot or is it Carr? The Carr bots.
I'll say this is something I've been told. That's not that even I picked up on it. Just if you go to the profile and you see that their location may be Northern California somewhere. I'm just saying. let's see. For sure, this is Lewis. For sure, I just take this team seriously. At some point, we need a definitive franchise quarterback. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Timu Mahomes is going to cook this preseason. Let us pray. We'd love to give
Mahomes, baby.
Tony, we'd love to give the beat writers covering camp a true sermon. Ask them, if Carr got hurt in a regular season game, would they send Rattler or Haener out there?
It's hard to see. I think right now it'll be Haener. But, I mean, it depends. Like, if it was for a game, it'll probably be Haener. But, like, if – I think it would take somebody to make an executive decision, like play the like young guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like
Clint Kubiak, yeah. Part of me feels like some of it would be, like, is he ready, blah, blah, blah. But also, just how this team operates, I feel and know that some of it would probably be, like, well, if we put Spencer in there for, like, a half and he just falls out, like – Balls out.
That job gone.
But you would think, right?
Yeah.
You would think. Oh, speaking of Timu Mahomes, got a little Texas Tech. Okay, so anyway, we're still focusing on the good. Jordan Mims looking like he might end up being running back three, maybe running back two.
Two.
Who knows? Can we talk about how an underrated thing, and it's been on my radar, that like Holker is just out there at tight end one, bro. It is not like a story. Like, he's an undrafted free agent who's likely going to be the starting tight end come week one, and no one's just hold on, bro.
It's crazy. But it's like, I just want to see it play out, because, I mean, it's hard for rookie tight end, like first round pick rookie tight ends to really make an impact But undrafted, I just want to see if it really translates
right
to the game. But and he's like a kind of a smaller tight end. He's about 6'3", but he got long arms.
He looked big, though.
He looked big, right? But he's like 6'3", you know, but moves well. I mean, this is going to be a tight end dependent offense. So
it is.
Like, he's going to get the snaps.
And Clint's going to play the tight end he feels best suits his offense. And because I had heard this even before the Juwan Johnson injury, I had heard that Juwan Johnson wasn't a great fit for what Clint Kubiak likes to do at tight end.
Wow.
And Holker, maybe Holker and Jacobson are more in that the role of what Clint Kubiak is wanting for his offense. So it's just such an underrated thing that it's not really talked about. It's like, oh, Holker's out there. And like you, and at times you'll read like he's helping in on blocks or help, you know, helping on blocks that's leading to productive pass plays or whatever. Just anyway. So we got Holker at tight end one, Mason Tipton still making I think he got a chance to make the team, bro. Like no one has separated themselves from in the wide receiver room. I know we'll talk about the injuries, but like butt memes injured. Finally, A.T. Perry starting to wake up a little bit, making plays the last couple of days of training camp. Trying to play, coach, trying to play. But I would just say in a vacuum, if you were to take what you've heard or what they've seen from Mason Tipton and compare that to what you haven't seen from Bud Meems this season, like it would make sense to me if Bud Meems just caught like that toe IR injury, you know, it just became like a red shirt.
Yeah.
And
disappointing too, because, you know, I wanted to see something from Bud Meems, but, you know, he's been banged up. And even when he was banged up, he wasn't really doing much. Back to the running back position, I was listening to Ross Jackson on his podcast today, Locked On Saints. Make sure you check that out if you don't already. But he went in pretty much in depth how, like, AK back. That's what he said. Alvin Kamara is back. And what he really meant was, like previous couple last seasons, you kind of see Alvin Kamara kind of like put in a boxed into a role where now we're seeing him used in the slot early in camp. He's used in the slot screens. They've been busting like huge screen plays, big plays out of the screens, end arounds. You've been seeing him bouncing outside, not bouncing outside, but having targeted runs where the point of attack is outside the box. So you're seeing like, and he said he's been looking great. He looks athletic. He looks elusive. Caught like a slot fade for a touchdown earlier today, like kind of similar to that one against the Vikings in the playoff game.
Oh, yep,
2017. Like, and this is the fact that they're doing this stuff early in camp means this is like
a staple, base, should be
staple stuff in the offense, which is what we've been screaming about for years. It's years now. It's like, what are we doing? Even before Sean left, like, what is going on? And so we'll see how that works out. But that's just promising to hear, just to hear that you know, look, because if AK 2017, 2018, probably never going to see that. But we get, like, some of that back, man, then the offense is fun to watch again.
Woo!
Please.
Fun, man. Fun. I still think I have a – obviously, it's going to be very O-line dependent, but I think you could get maybe not with this O-line, but to some degree, some AK resurgence, much like the Christian McCaffrey resurgence we've seen in the Niners. And that takes a lot of things, right? That is great offensive scheming. That is the offensive line playing well. That's all, like, all those are like married together for that to happen. But the talent is there. I know the talent. And we've talked about this. Mark said on the inverse, the depth behind AK is awful. It's positive right now, Mark. Positive. We got plenty of negative talk about. Don't you worry. One bit. Just that. And sorry, the point I was going to make is that, that said, if he's back, I know he, if I'm him, I know his agent talking to Mickey, like, you see my client doing the training count, right? y'all draft his replacement that said he was going to take his spot. Where he at? Oh, okay. Oh yeah. He had, okay. Oh, Jamal Williams, he was going to be a great shot. Oh, okay. He ran in mud last year. So like, what are y'all doing with my client's contract, nigga? Like, I know his agent is like,
hey, look, I like the way AK approached it. You know, he could have came in and been like, oh, I'm a hold in. He came in and he going to work. He going to work, and it's up to the Saints to, you know, him and the Saints to kind of find that middle ground.
Yep. Dante said AK ball out, and yesterday's price will not be today's price. Sure won't.
Inflation, baby.
Sure won't. Thought they hit up the right receiver. Something I tweeted about yesterday. I feel like it's another underrated storyline of camp is this may be the, and again, he's a young player, so it makes sense. This may be the most mature version of Alante Taylor that we've seen. He sounds like he's making plays in camp. It sounds like he's locked in. He's matured. He's maybe bought into this role, his role now of being a slot corner. And listen, I know how down the team has been on Alante. I've talked about it at nauseam, maybe not so much on the pod, but if you know, you know. Team has been very, very down on Alante. A lot of that was probably immaturity, not in the playbook, not, you know, just, he's just one of those players where very, very arrogant and very sure of himself, hasn't done a lot in the league to warrant it, maybe, right? And it feels like all that, maybe the benching against the Rams and what have you, like, it seemed like he's humbled himself. I'm just going by just right off of impressions. Sounds like he's humbled himself a little bit. And if you get an Alante who's dialed in, serious about the slot, man, even just watching the clips that we see from Guantanamo Bay, the talent is so evident. Like, it is, like, just the way he moves and how big and long balls he is, bro.
Never been in question. His talent has never been in question.
Ever.
You know, he looks like a legitimate cornerback. You know what I'm saying? Legitimate. And you watch the one-on-ones with him and Chris Olave. Him and Chris Olave made it a point to, like, be on each other this year. You know, and they battled it out. You know what I'm saying? Chris trying to burn him, and he trying to get Chris. He talked about it today, either today or yesterday. I watched his presser, and he talked about how, you know, Tyrann Mathieu, you know, pulled him early this offseason. Like, look, bro, you're going in your third year. Like he told Alante that, look, when I was going in my third year, veterans players told me it's time to step it up. So he's doing the same to Alante. Like, bro, third year, let's cut the ball, let's get out. And he said he took that to heart. He said he studied film all summer, looking at all the negative things he did, like on the field, you know, trying to find all the holes in his game, prove on that. And he said he locked into the nickel. Because he said himself, last year, he was flip-flopping. Like, I want to be an outside cornerback. Oh, no, I'm going to try this nickel thing and flip-flop. He's bought into the nickel spot this year. Bought in, and he's trying to be a great nickel cornerback. He's like he said himself, he just wants to be a great defensive back, whatever position that is. So that's great to hear, man. Like, if he's locked in like that and he's ready to hone that talent and put, like, the stuff that, you know, you do in the meeting room and the film study and all that, all those little things that go with it.
Together?
Ooh. Come on, man.
We'll talk about the injury piece, but the fact that they could have, like, the thought of seeing, like, a healthy Saint secondary, Lattimore, Alante in the slot, Don't Vax Me Bro on the outside, Teron, and Jordan Howden.
and you got a Kool-Aid, just chilling.
Get you a sip when you're thirsty, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that that is the secondary, man, I want to see it. I want to see it.
I really
like that. That is, Dante said, I believe in this defense 100%. Steven Martin said, I'm not sold on Rattler.
Okay.
All right. I mean, all he's.
Go to Cuff family.
Get out of my head, Ryan. I'm not sold on Rattler. All right. Cool.
But and there's a contingent, but there's a contingent of people that really don't like Rattler, bro. Like, they just do not like
him. I did not. I remember when he was at Oklahoma, I think this was in his second season, right before Caleb Williams took the starting job. I've seen a couple of games, and I was like,
yeah.
The hype about him was like huge for Rattler.
Right. I remember that too. I remember a couple years ago, they were like, oh man, this dude gonna be a number one. And I remember watching one of the Oklahoma games. I'm like, this guy?
Yeah. And so I think after that, I wrote him off without really even giving him much thought after he transferred. And it wasn't until he got drafted, then I started watching him at South Carolina. I was like, this nigga can play. Like, he can. He's not perfect, but you see everything you need to see. Like we talked about, I'm not going to drum the Rattler train, but the talent is evident. Oh, but we have 42 concurrent viewers going right now on a Sunday night. People getting that football feeling back.
It's that deep. Like button.
Please like, subscribe, all of it. I think Rattler, Randy Major said, I think Rattler can be special under the right guidance and patience.
Yeah.
Mark said, I cooked him the rest of his college career without merit. Me too. 100%. Yeah. Like, I remember people went back and saw like a tweet I tweeted about him, that our dude Evan Sachs, like, he tweeted that he was going to be a Saint. And I was just like, ugh. And this was like 3 years ago, whatever it was. And people, like, after he got drafted, people were in my mentions. I was like, people can change their minds. It's okay. Okay. Yeah. This is 100%. Okay. Dante, Mark, before you kick Steven out of the chat, I just want to read it. Okay. Rattler didn't win at any level. He got suspended and missed high school championship. Then at Oklahoma, he got benched and lost his quarterback one position to a guy that paints his fingernails. If that is not a Derek Carr family member.
Man, that's probably Carr. That's Derek Carr himself. Derek Carr to check, man. Get him out of here.
Get him out. Get him. That man in Irvine just, I know when he watched Rat Spencer throw that ball, bro, he just be fuming, bro. Ooh, just catch that, this light skinned Negro right here. Anyway, anything else positive? Oh, Brian Breese is back, which is a positive thing.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about just from positivity?
One interesting thing, they've been working Cam Jordan in the middle a lot, you know, in a three tech spot. That's just been interesting because I think the most he's had it done was like 25 times over his career or something like that.
Wow.
And it's been something that, like, Saints fans, we talked about many times, like, oh, Cam Jordan in the middle.
They just don't do it.
I don't know. Yeah, they don't do it. I don't know. Whatever. This year, they finally do it, like, consistently in practice. I don't know if they're making it a thing or they just trying to get some looks to see how it looked at. I saw, like, one snap. Cesar Ruiz blocked him pretty well. So, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how to take it. So, I mean, we'll see. It's just something interesting. They're playing a lot of, you know, they're just trying to move things around on the defensive line. The defensive line is a huge question. It still is a huge question. But the possibility of Chase Young changes the dynamic quite a bit.
Everything, bro.
I'm going to whisper it. Dante, close your ears, bro. Foskey been making a few plays here. Foskey. I see a Foskey, baby. Making a few plays, bro. I'm just saying.
I need to see a week one against the Panthers, nigga. I agree.
But I'm just saying he making a couple plays. A couple of plays. I ain't saying he looking great. But, you know, I've read his name. Like, at least I'm reading his name. God damn it.
That name was nowhere to be found last season, bro. You couldn't.
Except on an injury report. Shit.
Dante said, I need more woof. No cap, no filter. Saying said, don't want Spencer starting at no point this season, especially behind this offensive line. Let Carr and DA go down with this.
Honestly, it wouldn't even be about, like, if they made that move to put Rattle in, it wouldn't be about wins and losses no more. It's about, let's see what we have in the rookie. And honestly, with a poor offensive line, I'm not saying it's ideal, but he's the type of quarterback that, like,
you would want behind. Yeah.
Yeah, like he can make, you know, lemons out of lemonade. You know what I'm saying? Like he has that ability where Derek Carr cannot. Like we know he cannot make lemons out of lemonade. It has to be perfect for Derek Carr.
Nigga just messing up the whole phrase. Nigga said making lemonade.
It's kind of accurate. Like for Carr, he makes lemons out of lemonade. That makes sense.
Nice recovery. Had that cornerback recovery speed. I think we hit on all the positive things that at least I can think of at the top of my head. I'll say this. I'm still a little not sold on our special teams punter and kicker. That's just a thing that I want to, like, it sounds like Groupie's having a good camp. Well, again, guys, got to see it in the game. I went to 3 Saints games last season. Texans, Bears. Rams, Bears, and I think in at least 2 or 3 he was inconsistent as hell in the Texans and the Bears game, bro. Like, so I gotta see it, man. I gotta see it.
Games, all that matter. I don't care. You can kick 100% in training camp, but gotta see it in games.
Randy said Rattler will run out of the pocket every chance he got sometime to his own detriment. That's a rookie thing though. Like,
yeah, that's not
a Rattler thing.
Like, that's just part of the growing pains of being a young, you know, quarterback who could run a little bit. Like, they gonna, you know, hit the exit door, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta learn how to process better, you know what I'm saying? You gotta come up with the answers. The offensive coordinator have to give you the answers because they just gonna move, you know. But
I've watched more Spencer Rattler tape in college than any prospect I think I've ever watched in my entire life. The way he was at Oklahoma compared to how he was at South Carolina, even in those two different offenses, two different teams, he matured very much at South Carolina, where he didn't try to escape and run from the pocket as much as he did at Oklahoma. A lot of his Oklahoma games, he would drift back in the pocket a lot unnecessarily. If you go and watch his games at South Carolina, it's a much different player. Like, his footwork was better. He didn't drift as much. I've watched a lot of him. A lot of him. So, again, the talent to me, like, the talent's there. It's like, the rest of it, that all has to come together. We don't know. All I know, man, is that some of them clips that the Saints been posting from Area 51, when they posted the Spencer Rattler clip, like, that shit just looked different. It just looked different.
Yes, sir. And team knows it, too.
Chris Olave, bro, that one that went viral recently where he was asked, oh, Chris, can you tell us that one, that's been one play that you thought you guys were going to be good this season? He gave that nervous laugh.
Not really.
Not really. Should we be worried? Then Chris Olave worried. Should we be worried?
Speaking of Chris, like, Olave talked about that too. Like, man, Chris Olave trying to show that he got that dog in him this year, man. Like, he more vocal this year. Like, he trying to I see him in clips, you just see him trying to be more physical and stuff like that. We'll see how it translates, but he wants to be, you know, like an all pro wide receiver, bro. Like, he wants to be great. You know what I'm saying? He has that ability. He's been catching everything, like, bro. He got talent, man. I know people kind of go back and forth, like, oh, he's not a number one, this, that, and the other. You know, and maybe we'll see how his career works out, bro. But the dude got talent, man. The dude gets open constantly. He's smart. He, you know, he takes care of his body. Like, the dude just been available since being a rookie. Yeah, he might miss a game here and there with the concussion stuff and stuff like that. But, like, he got hurt earlier this camp, man. Or whatever.
Yeah.
The hip. I remember what it was. Hip or something. And he
landed on his right hip.
Back.
Came back.
So, and they need him, bro. Like, whoo. Lord have mercy. They need him and Shaheed.
We trans. All right.
Transitioning.
Let's catch up on the chat real quick. True believe if DA had Pat. Okay. Not going down that aisle. He was always good at extending plays regarding Rattler. Allen is a terrible coach. We all know if Carr gets hurt, they will trot out Taysom out. No, they're not.
Taysom QB thing is over.
Done. That sprinter, the Rattler throw to AT was beautiful. Yeah. Rattler quarterback won after the Cowboys and Eagles fuck us up. Of course we will. I'll say this. One thing I do love about the schedule is we gonna get answers real quick, bro. Like we don't know.
None of that fluff from last year, like all that fluff. Nah, bro. We getting straight to business this year. You know,
no more play. get the one little hand job from the Panther friend, and it's just straight in that shit, bro.
Straight in there, bro.
What else? Carr goes down second quarter against Dallas, and Jake is coming again. Rubbed off. Got to be one of the most pause-worthy statements. Dash said that. D, how many wins?
What did we say? We did the schedule breakdown. What did we say?
Was it 8 or were we at 9? We forgot a game. We left a game off the schedule.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Big dummies.
I'm feeling 7. I just feel like 7. 7 wins.
Bro, you read my mind, bro. Just right on it, bro. 7. I was thinking 7. All right. So now we're getting to maybe some not positive things that's come from training camp. This might be a longer episode. We got a lot to catch up on. So thank you all for Dane said going in dry. No KY, no lube.
Right.
Just a rebel. Anyway. So don't demonetize us, YouTube. We're just having fun. One of my biggest Mark said we said no. We didn't say 6 at the in the prediction episode. We had more than 6. I swear we did.
Yeah,
we had 8, and then we forgot a game, which we think we would have put it at 9, or maybe it was 7, and that went up to 8. Anyhow, yo, Wolf,
what up?
I'm looking at you, man, and looking like you getting slimmer, man, and I'm noticing that I'm dropping some pounds. And the last time we did this Vertimax ad, we were a little heavier in our lives, and we can safely say that Vertimax is where you need to be to help improve your athletic performance.
No question, man. And look, if you know about Vertimax, you've seen guys like Alvin Kamara jump out the building. How do you think he does that? That's because of Vertimax. Drew Brees, the athleticism he's shown, shaking Falcons players, diving in the end zone. Ooh. It's Vertimax. So, I mean, Vertimax.com, you definitely should check that out, folks, because it's helping everybody.
With Vertimax, at Vertimax.com, you have the V8 platform, you have the Raptors. They're designed to enhance physical jump, agility, and power. It helps create more athleticism and gives you a foundation to be great at what you want to do. Go check it out at Vertimax.com, the V8s, the Vertimax Raptor, Vertimax.com. Check it out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
I'll start. We can talk about the injuries. We can talk about Trevor Penning. We can talk about the O-line being a mess. We can talk about receivers behind Olave and Shaheed. Like, the depth is just ass water. The most alarming thing I have seen in training camp is the clips that they have shown from Guantanamo. How late Derek Carr is on his passes, bro. It is
against air. Like, what are you doing?
To me, I'm like, if this is happening in training camp, nigga, we cooked, Ryan. Cooked, bro. That play where, you know, Chris Olave had, I don't even know who it was, had some cornerback beat. And yeah, you can
indicate Rez John or something.
And yes, Chris Olave, getting back to him being a dog, he should have came down with it, all that.
Yeah, I hear that.
I hear that. But his man was beat, and the pass was late, and the cornerback came in, like, it allowed him to come into the play to make the play on. Another play, was it to Mason Tipton? I don't even know who it was. Same exact shit, bro. Like, the wide receiver's wide open. Like, open. If this is happening in training camp against air, and you're supposed to go into Dallas, that's my concern. Like, the ball gotta be out. It's like, we're seeing, and I get it. We bullied them, and we still were going to bully them about the whole training camp thing and not having fans there. I kind of get it a little bit now, bro. I kind of get it, bro.
Makes sense.
If fans were there and was seeing that shit, it don't matter if the fans are like California Saints fans or they came from, bro, Saints fans are going to let you know how we feel, period.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Period. Them boo birds, The Derek Carr where Olave's wide open, he just missed the pass, bro. Oh, that's on me. We cooked,
my fault. My fault.
It's your fault.
Right.
We can talk about everything else, but that to me is just so on my radar. And shout out to our dude Corey on the 28 to 3 podcast, who did a little breakdown of the ball. He's just holding it. He's still, and this is who he is, he has to wait to see the receiver open before he throws it.
Exactly.
And a very distinct difference when we're talking about Spencer Rattler is that Spencer Rattler, and I know Greg Cosell kind of came on this podcast and said he doesn't throw with anticipation, and maybe that is true to some degree. He for sure throws with more anticipation than Derek Carr does. Like, it is not close.
That's the thing. Like, Carr operates like he has this hose that he could just stick the ball in. And it's not that he doesn't have a weak arm, but he doesn't have a bazooka either. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he has to throw with some anticipation. He has to, man, he just don't see the field like that, bro. Like, he's not that dude. He's not that dude that people want to believe that, he can see the field and he's, play with anticipation and stuff like that. That's not him, man. It's not him. He's kind of rudimentary, to be honest. And that's kind of the theory, the hope that Clint Kubiak helps him out, because he's going to simplify things. A lot of play action, you know, high level, you know, low to high level reads and stuff like that. So, okay, 1-2, boom. Got to treat this man like he a rookie, bro. Like, if this, then this, then, you know. Which, you know, Drew Brees, it was like if A, then B, then C, then E, then F. You know, it was so many different options where you got to simplify it for Derek Carr, man, which is crazy because the dude, like, in his 12th year.
You're 12, bro. You're 12. Carr reaction when the live stats rolling with his brother interviewing him was amusing. I don't treat him. Yeah,
I didn't see that.
I didn't either. That open practice back home will be an interesting one.
Hmm. What is that, like 2 o'clock on like a Wednesday, right? That's
open. So that's the big thing that's just been on my radar, just watching the clips and just the but we could talk. I don't know where you want to take it in terms of things that does have us legit worried.
I'll tell you what, I mean, we're happy we were last week. I'm not gonna say I feel better now, but man, on NewOrleans.football, they had like an entire video of the 1-on-1s, you know, DBs versus wide receivers. And I watched that whole thing, and I just, like, I can't be like, man.
Big sicko.
We got some problems at wide receiver. And it was funny because, like, the next day they signed Puka's brother.
Samson Nacua, bro. And the safety. And the, I think they signed the safety, too. Nacua safety. I see the vision. I see it.
But I was like, any sign of Marquez Callaway back too. Like,
so much has happened, bro. Forget.
I know, right? Forgot all about that. But yeah, man. Like, I'm not like it's Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed, but then you got a guy like Mason Tipson who, you know, he's looked good, but he's also like a redundant skill set. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right?
We have those guys. They don't have the MT position. They don't have that big possession guy. In theory, that was going to be A.T. Perry, and it still might be, but
right.
He hasn't really, like, even D.A. called him out earlier last week, like, they asked him how's A.T. Perry, and he's like, he's fine, but fine's not good enough. You know what I'm saying? We started to see A.T. Perry. I guess that got to him, and he's starting to show up a little more, but, you know, we'll see. But, man, outside of the top two wide receivers, it's just not looking – we need somebody else to just really step up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Taysom might be the number three wide receiver, bro. Taysom Hill.
How crazy is that? Like, this is the receiver position. Like, it's the funny thing is you texted me that you watched it and you came away super, super concerned about the receivers. And then literally either the same, like it was the next day, my friend is like, the team worried about wide receiver, bro. The team was worried about wide receiver. The team also worried. It was a little running joke in the podcast. We talk about, you know, like, damn, Derek Carr didn't flew any of the receivers out to frame. Yeah, quarterback receiver.
Like, you remember Drew Brees to fly the receivers out to San Diego? They'd be on the beach. Even like Mark Sanchez.
Nigga had Santavious Jones in San Diego practicing, nigga.
Had Brandon Coleman out there. Remember Mark Sanchez? They have like Jets West.
Yes.
Everybody out there. Yes. Yeah, everybody out there. I don't hear nothing about Carr, bro.
man, no, so
we had church. We had church, man. What you talking about?
Church and Trump rallies. Don't ask much out of me more than that. Can't do it. Well, I put my hand on some Negroes to put the Jesus in them a little bit. Yeah. But like throwing back it, I jokingly say that.
I think it was around minicamp. It was when minicamp was over and then Carr was just like, I'm tired, man. He just wore out, like he just finished taking the SATs and all that shit. He's mentally exhausted. I remember Jordan was so pissed. Jordan was so pissed at that shit. This man dumb, bro. Got a dumb quarterback, man. It's crazy, man. Like, what is going on, bro? And you ain't gonna take the receivers out, and I mean, maybe they did work out. But I know if he would have took them out somewhere, we'd have seen.
We would have heard about it.
Come on, Cole would have been like, Cole would have put that out somewhere, you know,
somewhere.
And so, I gotta be careful of how I say this, but there was, and maybe it's gotten probably better the last couple of practices because of the whole, you know, the offense has been playing better, but it was very evident to some on the team that Carr and the receivers were just not on the same page. It was a theme during like the first week and a half in training camp. And it came, like, I was told that right after you watched. So it confirmed what you saw, right?
Yeah.
So the wide receiver depth is a concern. Maybe we'll be pleasantly surprised, but I would not be shocked that come around time where teams are making cuts for, you know, receivers and things like that. They already brought Marquez Callaway back. Like, that's a position I think that's going to be heavily on their radar. A thing for me, we talked about this regarding the offensive line. We can talk about Trevor Penning. We've kind of beaten that drum to death. And it sounds like he just had, you know, maybe had two pretty decent practices. Nick Saliverde, man, taking a siesta. Like,
he'd been Kendrick Miller, bro. He just laid up. Laid up, man.
Yeah. You know, when at a job, bro, you have like that employee that was like awful, like just the worst influence on people, bro. That is Peyton Turner on the Saints right now, bro. He like, man, listen, I'm gonna show y'all what y'all need to do to work as less as you need to and still get that back. Like, follow my direction.
You see, you in a good break room, man. Like, man, don't go to that. Good break from that, man. Got the TV on up in there and everything.
Two players on the team in Kendre and Nick Soderberry who were like crucial of the last year's draft class, crucial, the depth, bro. And going. And now it's like, you don't know who left, and Mark said in the chat, we don't know who left guard. Is it Luke? Is it Lucas Patrick? Is it, like, we don't know.
Nah, man, it's arguably a bigger question than right tackle.
It really, like, I mean, and I know I raved DA over the Coles when he was asked that at like the owners meeting when he said like, we don't know what we have in Nick Saliverde. Nick, I get it now. I get it.
Don't know, man. Oh, and is it gonna be Lucas Patrick? I don't know. Like, and then you got to think about the depth, like.
Ooh.
From what I hear, everybody behind, like, okay, Trevor Penning, he has his struggles, but, you know, he's getting through it. Everybody behind him been bad, man. Like, bad. Landon Young. Like, what if, God forbid, something happened to Fuagi? His offensive line, bro, it is.
I'm surprised they didn't bring, Cameron Irvin back.
Hey. Make that call.
He got signed by a team recently.
What?
Yes. Cam W said, can we get someone to teach our players how to stretch?
Man. Please. Seems like there's a lot of soft tissue injuries.
Tons,
which
man.
Is weird because that's not why they went out to California, but that was one of the kind of, you know, positives. They'd be like, okay, you know, it's a more, you know, calmer climate, so maybe you wouldn't get those sort of shit. Adebo, he's out with a groin injury, I believe. There's a ton of players out right now. Let me pull up. I know DeMario Davis, he has a hamstring, but it sounds like DA was saying that, you know, it's not like a huge deal. Like, if there was a preseason game coming up, he would be able to go. Who else is injured?
It was a lot of more still out. Kendre, Nick Saliverde.
Shahid was out with a hamstring. Pete Werner got a shoulder. Nathan Shepard got a toe. Peyton Turner, of course, like we talked about.
This nigga's toe.
Hey, Turner, bro. Let's get this man out of my face.
Can we cut? Can we cut him? Can we cut him? Can we cut him?
Just cut him. I don't want him to be like, oh, what if you go to another? Okay, if you go to another team, ball out. Okay, whatever. Just move on. Sometimes mentally, you have to move on. You know what I'm saying? Like, Just gonna move on from that. Whatever happens, happens.
Jack Hunter said, depth on our team is paper thin, and the season hasn't even started yet. Real.
Yeah.
Eddie Dadon said, at least Chase Young is showing out. Yeah. Like, it's. Yeah. Sorry. What were you going to say?
What was I about to say? It's gone, bro. I don't know.
Not again.
Getting old, man.
There'll be a new segment on our podcast. Like,
I'm getting old, dog. Hey, man. Look, it's 11:04 here, man. My brain is cooked.
Cooked, bro. trying to think anything else in terms of just worrisome.
Man, it's the offensive line. You know, we talked about tight end. You know, they got some young guys stepping up, but still, just on paper, it's a worrisome position. And then look, cornerback, man, like you got a Deebo out. We don't know how serious that is. You got Lattimore out. I mean, it's starting to test that depth a little bit. Like, the depth is great at a cornerback, but, I mean, it's starting to be tested quite a bit because, okay, do you move Alante back out or do you want to keep him focused on a nickel, keep learning that position? You know, you got Kool-Aid, right, who's looked promising so far. They got the Rez John kid. And I also wanted to mention, it's not a negative, actually a positive. I forgot the kid's name. I think his last name is Orgy. Can't forget the last name, Orchard. But Ross Jackson said, like, that dude's been, like, living in the backfield, like, hitting those gap blitzes and all that stuff. Just a lot of little young linebackers they got that just should be interesting to watch in the preseason. Because, right, like, linebacker is one of those positions in the preseason that you could watch and be like, ooh. Now, sometimes it might be fool's gold, but you could watch him and be like, okay, this kid shows something. You know,
oh, Anthony.
Anthony Orgy. Yep. Guy to watch, you know.
Yeah. Is he an undrafted free agent?
I think so. He was on the team last year, but I don't know if he made it on the active roster.
Got it.
But apparently he's been making some plays.
I've read that as well. Sherm said Peyton Turner like that one friend that got all the government assistance, knowing damn well they make enough to live.
Just gotta let him go, bro. Gotta let him go. Like, I had to let my Tahoe go, man. I'm like, so many problems with it, but I just ain't want to let it go. I want to fix this on it, fix that. Wife was like, just let it go. Like, you're never going to fix it all. You know, I know I'm never going to fix it all. I'm like, you know what? Let that mug go, man. Bye, Tahoe.
Like,
and you know what? I feel better for
it. We had to get here with our hairlines at some point, right?
Same thing.
It was just
same thing, man. He took my barber said, gotta let it go, bro. You got for your barber to tell you that, because that's him not getting paid no more, pretty much. Like, this is a pitiful customer. I'm telling, I am not needed for your services anymore. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, time to let it go, dog. I say, what? Yeah. Cut it off, man. Take it off, bro.
What did Wayne say? Wayne, he said he sold this from the 28-3 podcast, but he said we could have a linebacking core of Gay and Orgy. And then Dash, and then, what did Dash say? Dash is not. Let's see. I work with a guy who went to high school with Anthony Orgy here in Texas, said that boy was a dog. No cap, no filter. Peyton Turner is like Posse's hairline. Need to be let go, bro.
Cut that shit. Oh, bro. Man, false scale line make me depressed, man. Like, cut that shit, dog. Why? Let's rock the ball head, son.
So this is an interesting debate as we close up. We have currently still 49 concurrent viewers on right now, 127 views. It is 9 p.m. Pacific time, 11 Central, midnight Eastern. I want to wrap this up just asking this question. We've talked about the Kendre Miller thing. My question becomes, and again, it's early a little bit, but has he shown enough to make the team? I think he makes the team, but how many teams carry four running backs? I'm not saying that they're going to cut him. I'm not saying I've heard anything. Just the interesting discussion of, is his roster spot safe?
I don't know. I think at worst, you know, he would get put on the IR or something. But he flirting with the line right now, man.
Man, it feels like
you gotta show, like, do you want this? Like, that's where I'd be at with it. Like, if I was a coach, I'm like, do you want to play football? Like, is this something you want to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to show it, bro. Because it wouldn't – I mean, I know if I was a team, I'd definitely be looking at that waiver wire come, you know, a couple of weeks once all the cuts start popping off. I'm looking at that waiver wire trying to grab a running back. They got – come on.
Like, if I'm asking, should we keep Kendre? Like, I know Sean is not going – like, he's going to cut either Samaje Perine or Javonte Williams. Like, whoever's going to be the odd man out of that competition, one of them's being cut. I would just take the guy that I know just is healthy and can play football, period. Like, that's me. Another weird thing is I really have not heard really anything from Jamal Williams in training camp. Like, but I saw some things here and there, bro. Like,
I mean, what I have heard hadn't been good. I mean,
man, can they cut him and then hire him back as like social media engagement just, character, bro?
Just put him on the same staff. Social media.
Man, be working with repo and shit, bro. Just not taking snaps away no more.
Everybody just get mad when they put out his little videos or whatever. People you just make you mad. Like, shut up. Man, sit your ass down.
Anyway. Oh, man. Dante's just been photobombing and playing around. No offensive impact.
Man, I saw a video earlier of him catching a pass. He was running downfield against a linebacker. Boy, I don't know what linebacker that was, but he was smothered. Smothered. I'm like, man, this is trash. That boy would not run any routes. Ever.
I guess this is going to feel like sacrilegious a little bit, but I'd rather have Tony Jones Jr. back than Jamal, bro. Oh. Like that, bro. Like that. At least Tony Jones had a little wiggle to him a little bit, bro. Just a little bit. I am interested to see Jordan Mims in preseason. Like this, it sounds like this offense. And I said, I watched some Fresno State of him when, you know, his name started percolating a little bit. And I watched, like, man, these niggas slow as hell. But, like, this Clint Kubiak offense is made for a running back like that. Like, just you see it, hit it, go. So I am excited to see Jordan Mims. We will do a Cardinals preview pod before the game on Saturday. But, again, if you are – Tony Jones Jr. scored 2 touchdowns and was cut immediately. He scored more touchdowns in the season than Jamal Williams did all last season, bro. Our dude Bunt said cut Jamal and bring in Javonte to compete for running back 2. I think Javonte ends up winning that battle, but I would do it for Perine. Anyway. So we'll do a preview pod for the Cardinals game, probably like maybe Wednesday, Thursday, whatever. It'll be interesting to see what the plan is, like what the plan is going to be for the game. I would feel like, just touching on a little bit, with it being a new offense, like this should not be a preseason where Derek Carr should be like thinking that he's not going to get snaps. Like he needs reps, bro. He needs reps.
He needs them. Needs them. And I know I got a feeling that I think they're going to put some of the starters out there, at least for a series or two. because the next week they play the 49ers, right? They'll have the joint practice. Sure. And yes, usually sir. We've seen the past couple of years, they pull back during the preseason game. So I'm just expecting to see starters this week. And then, we'll see how it goes from there. So I'm very fascinated by it, man. I'm so anticipating seeing Rattler. So anticipating to see some of the younger wide receivers, seeing the run game. How much scheme will be there, I don't know. But mm-hmm. I think, like, the base of the scheme, we'll see. Right. It's going to be interesting, bro. It is going to be very fascinating.
It will be.
I wish Lattimore was healthy for the chance of just seeing like a couple of series of him versus like Marvin, bro. I want to see it. I wanted to see it, Ryan. But we'll talk about the Cardinals game, preview it. And then on Saturday, we will have the live stream Zoom. If you're a Patreon member, if you're a YouTube member, you have access to come join us in the Zooms. There's nothing like it. It's tons of fun. I will probably say that we will probably not be recording the recap episode Saturday night. That'll probably come on Sunday because me and Jay are going to see Atlantis, and like I ain't worried about the Saints when we come back, bro. It's gonna be too late. Right. Gonna go see Atlantis and jack a little peel, get some songs in, and have a good time.
We recap the Sunday, probably rewatch some of the tape Sunday morning. Yep, good analysis.
Last one. Lone Man said, will Carr be the first player ever to lose to all 32 teams this year? A loss to the Panthers and Raiders will do it.
Boy, that's a stat for your ass right there.
That's my quarterback, though. That's my quarterback. Big dummy. A big dumb loser, bro. That's the Saints quarterback right now, bro.
Big dummy.
I could see them losing to the Raiders only because like the Raiders could be the kind of team that just punched him in the mouth, even though like, but like the I don't know, man. I don't know. They barely beat the Panthers twice last season. So who knows? They got to win week one. They got to win week one though. Cause if they don't win week one.
It's a crazy stat though. Lose the all 32 teams. That's crazy. It's just crazy that no other quarterback has had that. That's wild. But then you got to switch teams.
Huh? Yeah, there's a lot involved. But anyway, thank y'all for joining us tonight. This has probably been our most successful live stream since we started doing these. It kind of tracks because football is right on the horizon. We still got 40 concurrent viewers on right now, and like a total of like 133 views. So very, very positive, fun, engaging episode. We'll have the same thing coming on the preview pod for the Cardinals game, and then Saturday afternoon, 4:45 Pacific time, we'll get the Zoom up and running for the Cardinals preview, the Cardinals game, preseason game, and we'll go from there. Just thank y'all for the support. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for being patient. And we know we missed the episode on Thursday, but we went longer with this one. Make sure we got everything covered. Get you caught up with training camp. One more thing. This is the last thing I want to end this on. How is it that Saints beat reporters and us as just two people who have a podcast who are Saints fans have done more for fan engagement for Saints fans in Southern California than the Saints themselves? Ross Jackson, John Hendricks, second of Saints podcast this Thursday from 5 to 8 in Fullerton, doing a live show. I'm going to be there. A lot of our listeners and their listeners as well are going to be there organizing this. And the fact that Mickey Loomis had the nerve and the gall to come out and say that they didn't feel like there could be they knew it. They knew that there would be a lot of Saints fans there, and they knew that Derek Carr would play this way in training camp. And so it was a way for them. Like this just real talk. Like they knew both things. So don't lie to us, and we will make sure meaning myself and the Second and Saints podcast will make sure it is on social media of how many Saints fans there are in Southern California to make the Saints organization look like the lying motherfucker, like lying motherfuckers that they have been, just to come out and say that and just lie to our face like that. Like, don't bullshit us. Please don't. Please don't. But if you're in SoCal, I don't know if the flyer has gone up yet, but if you're in SoCal, it's just coming Thursday on the 8th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. It has the venue, the place where the live show is going to happen at. Come, enjoy, have fun. I know Fullerton might be far for some people, but I'll be there. It's going to be dope. And it's just to celebrate Saints fans of Southern California. It's fan engagement. Maybe the Saints can take some notes. That's all I'll say. Maybe the Saints can take some notes at the organization and how to truly do fan engagement. But anyway, Eddie Don said things are going to be a crazy turnout for that live show. There will be. I can guarantee you there will be, as there should be. Those are great people, and who wouldn't want to hang out with Ross and wouldn't want to hang out with John and talk Saints and ball with them. So anyway, we love y'all. We appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for staying up with us as late as you have. We'll be back either this Wednesday or Thursday for the preview pod for the Panthers first week one preseason game. With that, we're out.
Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.